Hey, dudes, what's up?
Yeah, that camera looks good.
What? It looks fine.
Yeah, it looks great.
I mean, it's a little tilted.
It's just that my head's not chopped off or anything like
okay,
that.
Okay, all right, man. Here's how I set up the camera every day, and I don't want to hear yo chit. Okay, here's what's happening today, all right?
Uh-huh.
Number one, start with the calmness, all right? Zen.
Need some...
Just yeah. Zenning out, okay? Here we go. Camera I set up to have the corner at the side of the Titan's head. All right, so it's perfect. See, it's right at the side of the Titan's head.
Uh-huh.
All right, and then the bottom, or the top, right below the bar, all right, should be directly above the poster with a little bit of gap, like maybe a human inch in there. All right, that's how I set it up. What I do not account for, and apparently I need to start doing, is the diagonal leaning of said camera.
Yeah.
Because I look fantastic. But
why is it moved? Why do you have to move
because
it?
Because probably because I'm fat and I jiggle it when I walk. I don't know, man.
That makes
hey,
no
sense.
Hey,
can I have
sense.
One of those? I didn't get liquor yet.
Stealing my stuff.
Hey, man. I'm sorry. You don't have to get... Oh, my
stealing
God. These are like freezer.
Stuff.
Yeah, what were these? In Alaska? Yep,
it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Camera work. Me so good. Me so good.
Right at the corner of the Titan's head, man.
Me so good.
Right there. Yeah, see? Perfect. A little too close to me, but
yeah.
That's okay.
Well, I thought the bookshelf shouldn't be in it, but now it's kind of in it.
That's fine. That's good enough. All right.
Am I taller or something? Like,
I don't
why?
Know. I shouldn't be.
Why?
No, it's the exact bad. Same
this
camera. It's just, well, I mean, it's a different camera,
it
but the exact
right.
Same model.
It looks
you know
right.
What I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, but how you been?
Hey, man, I'm sick again.
Yeah, that's great. What type of sick?
My fucking sinus shit.
It's allergies, man.
Oh, my God.
I think it's allergies.
Yes, it is.
I think it is. Everyone's got problems with allergies.
It sucks right now.
I can tell because I sneeze more on stream.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't really sneeze ever, but if there's... And I don't think I have allergies.
I sneeze all the time.
So I imagine... Well, that's my point.
I live with something that I'm allergic to.
Well, right. But, I mean, my point is, like, I don't have allergies, and I'm sneezing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm not outside.
Yeah,
and I'm sneezing. So it's got to be awful for people like you, Chris, you know, who have allergies, who go outside. God, Godspeed, man.
There was a... what's up, Bird
hey,
Law?
Dudes, how you guys doing?
What's going on?
Bird Law, how you doing, my man?
There was a GIF on Reddit.
Okay.
And it was like this big old truck, construction truck.
Okay. Your puffer was coming off.
I'm gonna puff you.
Hey, man, you yell at me if I don't fix it. Now yell at me if I do.
There's this big old, like, it's just, it looks like it's got this big old metal thing on the edge of it, and then it just goes up to a tree and pokes it a little bit, and
okay.
Then, like, the tree sheds the most amount of pollen that you've ever seen, ever.
Okay. Why would someone invent that device?
I don't know. It was literally just a big old...
It's a tree poker.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was weird.
Seems
but
unnecessary.
Then, okay, so I saw that.
Okay.
And I woke up the next day, got in my car, and there was just a coating of something.
It looked like the tree poker.
On
your,
my windshield.
Yeah.
And I did the windshield wiper. It came right off, and I'm like...
Jif gif, yeah.
If
dude.
That was pollen...
So we avoid the controversy.
Yeah.
It is, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what else would it be?
That's disgusting. I've never seen it that much.
I mean,
I've never
you,
seen it
like,
that much.
Here in Kansas, like, you can go to a pond, and it's just green.
Yeah.
Like, you ever seen that? That's just allergen crap all over the surface of the water, man.
I fucking hate it.
It's horrible.
I don't like living here.
Oh, I don't
we
either.
Need to burn this place.
You could leave,
ground.
Though. Again, I'll reiterate, there's nothing keeping
burn
you here.
This place.
You don't need to live here.
This show.
You don't have children.
A good reason.
It's not good enough.
It's not good enough.
It's not good enough. I mean, I love this show and I love the people that watch it, but it's not good enough.
No.
Kansas is that bad, dude.
Mm.
Kansas is that bad.
It's pretty bad.
It's awful.
Yeah, it's not
the
good.
Worst. There's no redeeming qualities about it except leaving it.
Mm.
It's not actually that hard because it's pretty straight.
Yep.
Yeah. But, I've had a weird day.
Yeah.
It's been very weird.
Get to your rant. I want to hear the rant.
Well, is it like computers suck? That's I was planning on testing out some extensions, updating some panels and stuff today before the show. And I come and I turn on, I log out ZSwigs account, log in a Seth and Colby account, open up all the stuff, screen goes blue, it's a sideways sad face, and it says, there's something is wrong, don't worry, we are restarting your computer for you. And I'm like, okay. And so I sit there, and then 15 minutes goes by of like the blue Windows logo and a little spinning thing, and I'm just watching it.
Okay.
And it like gets to the point where it's now taking so long that I'm like, should I manually turn this off? And I'm like, I'm not going to do it. Because it doesn't say anything. Like, there's no loading. Like, with a Mac or something, you know, there's at least a progress bar. So you know something
used to
is know. Happening.
Yes, yes. They have that.
There's just nothing there at all. It's just a spinning wheel. And then it said applying updates. And then it made it to, like, 40%, and then it restarted again. And then I stared at the thing for the 15 minutes. And then it said applying updates. And then it restarted again. So from 6 o'clock till 6:45, I didn't even know if we could do a show, because I didn't know if the computer was going to start.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
And then finally it did, and I got in here, and that's why everything is so... It took me so long.
Catawampus.
Right. And, like, I went live, literally... on time. I think I was 20 seconds late. I'd like to go live 10 seconds before. I hit start streaming at 10:05 remaining until the start of the show.
Mm-hmm.
At 10 even, I start playing the music, and then it counts down 10 minutes. Today I did that, except I started at like 9:40, and then I realized that it was in stream test mode, because after the show on Sunday, I did stream tests to make sure we could play Cuphead tonight. If we wanted to, because I made it on the poll, and I wouldn't offer it on the poll if we couldn't even play it.
Right.
So I tested it and did some streams to make sure we could actually play it, and then we're not even doing that this week, because my kid's here, and he needs to go to bed on time.
Yes.
So we're not doing Cuphead this week. I don't even know if it won the poll. I should probably honestly look.
I think it did.
It probably did, because they want to torture you, man.
Yeah, I looked at it like a day or two ago, and I think it won.
I try to put one normal game in there every time,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like that there's no reason for me to do that.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild had no votes.
Yeah, it's because they want it's literally, I bet, descending order of difficulty.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna guess. All right, number one's Cuphead, number two Super Mario Maker, because that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you're not gonna build levels, you're gonna play other people's levels.
Mm.
And 2.5 years after that game came out, it's all troll levels. That's the whole thing. That's all it is.
Okay,
and then I'm gonna guess the third one is Fortnite, and then Breath of the Wild.
I think you are correct.
Even though Breath of the Wild is actually hard, but it's enjoyably hard.
Yeah.
Unlike all those other games.
All those other ones, yeah.
I'm just gonna guess.
I'm assuming it's fun, but...
Oh, dude, the 5 minutes I played of Cuphead is probably the hardest thing I've ever played. It was not easy.
It doesn't look easy.
It's not easy. And it looked like it...
Actually, I take all of what I said back. That game got reviewed in articles of being like, should game makers...
Only 6 votes. Go vote, people. Here, I'm going to put this in here. You guys, go. If you have not yet voted in this poll for what Colby should play...
Oh, wow.
Okay. I'm glad you guys were there to witness that.
You just killed Twitch.
Go ahead and vote in the poll, please. So Colby, we'll play that next Thursday, all right?
Yeah.
Next Thursday.
I'm not looking forward to it.
I just had a weird day, because, like, my kid's not usually here on Thursday nights. And, like, I don't mind him being here. That's totally fine. I mean, the only reason we canceled it is because he's got a school thing tomorrow where he's going to be out and about, and I want him to be well-rested. And generally, I wouldn't even cancel it, but because I just found out he was going to be here 2 days ago,
I just
canceled it. So... generally, it wouldn't even matter, but, what was I saying? Oh, it's throwing off my whole schedule. Like, I feel like today, like, this whole day I felt like was Friday. And, like, I weirdly slept in till, like, 9 today.
Whoa.
I know, dude.
Whoa.
Like, I don't even remember Chris waking me up and saying goodbye. Like, I don't remember her telling me she was going to work. Mm-hmm. I just woke up at 9, and then I'm just like, well, I don't want to do anything. So I literally just poured a cup of coffee, put on a shirt, and I just came in here and started streaming. So I just streamed for 7 hours. I was just YOLO on it today.
YOLO.
Like, absolute least amount of professionalism I could muster up today and stream. I think I'm going to do it tomorrow, too. It was kind of relaxing, you know, just to not care.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like I'm an angsty teenager with my stream right now,
because
I'm playing Destiny.
Right.
No one likes Destiny.
No.
Everyone hates Destiny, except for me and Morris Minor. We're the only two people on the planet that like Destiny.
Okay.
All right? And that's forever why I will be Morris Minor's biggest fan. Because he likes Destiny. We're bonded, all right?
Don't like Destiny.
Oh, this new expansion, though. It's pretty good.
All right.
It's pretty good. It has the same problem the rest of the Destiny games do, where I'm going to run out of things to do.
You died a lot.
What do you mean I died a lot?
You died a lot.
What do you mean?
I was watching some of it. And you
Wait,
died
today?
A lot.
Dude, yeah. It's hard. That's part of why it's fun.
Well, you were on your Hunter, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He sucks. Hunter
and you
sucks.
Said it was like paper person or
yeah,
something?
Yeah,
like
he's made of paper mache. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
like if someone throw a toothpick at him, he'll crumble. It's awful. It's awful, dude. But yeah, they really gave you a lot of grindy things to do.
Yeah.
So I probably put 25 hours into this expansion. Granted, it's only been out 56 hours. So I put a lot of hours into this expansion. Mm-hmm. And I haven't got everything yet, where the last expansion, I think I played it on stream 2 days, and I was done.
Oh, okay.
Done. Like
so
nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they also made it harder to get to the max level. And so that's going to take time, which is both good and bad, because it kind of artificially slows you down so you can grind it out. But mm-hmm. at the same time, it makes me play it more every week, you know. But it still has the same problem that the rest of Destiny 2 has, which is once I have everything, I won't have any reason to turn it back on.
Right.
It's just instead of it taking 1 week, like the last one, this was going to take maybe a month or two. Not on stream, but just in general, it'll take
really?
A month or two. So that's nice. Like, Destiny 1 never ran out of things to do.
Yeah.
But this one at least will last me for a while.
That's better than just being done.
Right. Because Destiny 2 came out, and the problem was it wasn't a hobby anymore. But you didn't realize it until you ran out of things to do.
I feel like, yeah, they heard that. I
right.
feel like that was a major complaint.
And that's the thing that I'm happy about, because the first expansion was probably already finished when Destiny 2 was released.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were just applying voices or what, who knows what.
When did it come out?
September was the base game, and then the first expansion was November. So it was only 2 months away, which makes me think that it was probably they couldn't change anything. It was probably too close to being done, you know? Because they have to go through, like, approvals through, like, PlayStation and Xbox and all those stuff, get the patches approved and test them. And I imagine that takes a month.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess that was probably already done. But it felt like when that came out, they didn't hear any of the feedback, because it just compounded on the problems that Destiny 2 had. There's
mm-hmm.
nothing to do. And then this one came out, and now it feels like they're making steps in the right direction. Like, they can't fundamentally change the whole game in an expansion, I get that. But
yeah.
at least it feels like they're trying, they understand they made mistakes,
yeah,
and they're trying to make it better.
To do.
So I'm playing that, so the whole
like
point of that...
You're
right?
not the best Destiny player in the world. You're definitely up there, but you're not the best.
No.
And you completed it in 2 days for
yeah,
the
yeah,
first
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
And also, how long did it take you to complete the whole game? A month?
Yeah, probably. I looked it up on stream. I've played, I think it was like 120 hours on each character. So it was like, let's just say 500 hours
mm-hmm.
total of this game. And that's the entire base game and both expansions. I would say 50% done with this expansion.
Yeah.
But, man, that's probably not even true. Probably more like 40%. But that's 500 hours. Destiny 1, which is this the Taken King. It's the base game, the two expansions, then the Taken King, and then the final expansion. That I put almost 2,000 hours in. So, I mean, all things considered, I should be at a third of what the time was spent for D1.
Yeah.
And I only played D1 for 2 years.
Hmm.
Like, I played Vanilla Destiny when it came out, and then me and Luke didn't know what to do next because we were idiots, and the game had no help whatsoever, so we didn't know, like, to do quests, and we didn't know to do raids and all that stuff, so we just kind of put it down and I went and played another game. But then when the Taken King came out, I kind of figure out the link wasn't put in Discord, so I'm like, all right, Taylor, I'll make sure to do that though. And and so we started playing when Taken King came out, and that's when I put in the 2,000 hours. So it was really only 2 year period, and this one's been out 7 months and I've only played like 450 hours of it. So it's but I also stream it now. Like,
rather than just play it when...
Right, when you think about it that way, like 2,000 hours of me after a full-time job
mm-hmm.
compared to when I am required to play a video game for 5 hours a day, like that would... Especially, I've never played Destiny 2 off-stream. Like,
yeah.
that game came out when I was a full-time streamer.
Mm-hmm.
So I've put that much time to it on-stream, and that's part of the problem is that...
Yeah, that's bad.
There's no after-stream. This is the first time since Destiny 2 released and Vanilla came out that I've actually played a video game off stream, because I've been grinding stuff after I get done streaming. You know,
really?
I'll put on It's Always Sunny and I'll watch that, and you know, I'll...
Where are you into the new season?
Oh, I'm
man.
Done with it.
Yeah.
I blew through it. It's so short. I'm so mad, dude. One of the stories we have tonight is about TV shows that got canceled and renewed. And D's The Mick
mm-hmm.
got canceled, but Dennis's AP Bio didn't.
Right.
And I'm really mad. Like, I was like, I'm happy.
Well, his is newer.
Well, yeah, but I mean, and I'm happy that his show is there, you know. But at the same time, like, I feel if all their projects got canceled, they'd do more Sonny.
Yeah.
Because what do? 8 episodes every 18 months? Like, it's ridiculous, I feel like.
Did it used to be more?
I thought so. I can't remember. I don't feel like these episodes are...
I think maybe 12. They had 10 this season, I think, right? No, they had 12. I think it's only been 12.
Let me look. I can pull it up here.
I might be wrong, but...
As soon as it loads.
I thought the second to last episode of the season was the most Sonny episode I've seen in a good long
time. Well, that was... I actually had that written down for last week's prep. Is like, I wanted to discuss It's Always Sonny. Is Birdlaw still here? He'd love this conversation.
15.
So, yeah, season one had 7. Season 2 had 10. 15 and 3, 13 and 4, 12 and 5, 13 and 6, 13 and 7, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. So, I don't know. But, yeah, like, I think I'm getting a little tired of, like, I think the first half of this last season was more like this, and the last half wasn't, but I'm tired of them doing, like, episodes of, like, fantasy. Like, we're in this setting now.
Yeah.
Like, I want them to just do stupid things at the bar.
That's what the, yeah, it used
and the
to
last
be.
Season was, like, the last part of the last season.
Yes, episode 10. Dennis's right. Double Life. That was
the Gang 10's bar I liked.
Fucking episode.
PTSD, I thought, was a great one.
The
that's
Gang
the one
10's
with.
Gang 10's bar, yeah.
That's the one where they actually, like, Dennis is actually trying to make them work.
Uh huh.
That's a good one. Right. PTSD is the one with the strippers. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's just kind of all over the place. A Cricket's Tale was fine. Hero or Hate Crime was also good. Liked that one. Now, that was a good one. But making Dennis Reynolds a murderer, not good. Like, I mean, it was good. I don't want to say it wasn't good. It's just, it's like they're approaching them with gimmicks.
Right.
Like, what if Dennis was in a TV show, you know? Or like, what if they traded bodies, that's you know? Right. I'm just like, Like, I get what they're doing, but maybe one episode a season, you know? Gang goes to a water park, pretty good.
Yeah, that was a good
one. Oh, no, it's good. Okay, never mind. I take it all back.
There's a couple episodes that weren't great, but yeah, this was a good season, I thought.
I don't know. I just don't know if any of the seasons will be ever as good as, like, season 3.
No, nothing.
That was the peak.
Season 3.
The show peaked.
Yeah.
Gang finds a dumpster baby. The first episode.
Gang gets whacked.
That's a good one.
Where's the one?
Dances their
ass
off.
Mac and Charlie die. Season 4 was good, too, though.
Yeah, it was.
Because it ended with the play.
And the Nightman. I feel like the one with the play, though...
I'm going to slap everyone's faces off.
See, I feel like the play was the one where they decided they could do bit episodes.
Yeah.
And people were like, play works. And so they're like, you know, I bet we could do episodes where, you know, we're on a boat and we die and go to hell. You know, or we swap bodies and whatever else they do every season now. Shady Nasty. Is that something from It's Always Sunny? I need to rewatch the entire thing. That sounds really familiar, so I think it is, but...
Shady Nasty. I don't know.
Sounds really familiar to me.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, I need to go back and watch
We're
all those.
Apparently not true fans
they're
of
so,
that.
They're so good.
Yeah.
They're really good. But, yeah, I'm a little, like, I just feel like if they all got fired, they would have nothing else but Sonny. You know?
Right.
Like, why isn't Mac doing it, you know? He's satisfied. Be satisfied like Mac.
Right. Charlie's going to go down the drain here in a little bit. He was in fucking Pacific Rim 2.
He's just riding the money wave, I think.
Yeah.
Well, you look at it like... Charlie's the only one that...
Fist fight. He was in a movie with fucking Ice Cube.
Right. Well, he's the only one doing movies.
Yeah.
And I think he doesn't get any... Him and Caitlin Olson, I think, don't get any money from, like, the show. Like, the rest... Like, Dennis and Mac both get producer credits.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rob created the show. Rob McElhaney. Yeah. Mac. He created the show, so he gets money off that.
Charlie's a producer. D's not.
I don't know. But anyway, Dee's married to Mac,
right.
So they share the money. So in a way, they make more money than everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Charlie's wife is a waitress, which I think is funny. So, yeah. How do we get on that topic, man?
He finally hooked up with her in this last
season. He did. Spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
For Sonny. It's Always Sonny. Spoiler. Dennis leaves, dude. He's coming back, though. You know he's coming back, right?
He said that he's in it. Yeah. I've heard that.
I would hope so, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know, I see that their shows get canceled, but do you watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Mm-mm.
Chat, anyone chat watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I've seen it. I think I've only watched, like, the first maybe one.
All I know is that it's so critically reviewed as great, and audiences love it. Like, it reminds me of Community, like, another show that people really liked I never watched an episode of. Mm-hmm. It just got canceled.
Really?
Yeah, people real mad. So did my last. I love The Last Man on Earth. It's such a stupid show. Like, it just got canceled. That makes so much sense that show got canceled.
I don't know what that one is.
It is the dorkiest show I've ever seen in my life.
Even The Big Bang Theory?
No, Big Bang Theory is just not funny.
Okay.
This show is like, it's like if I wrote a show. Mm-hmm. It's just filled with dad jokes and puns, and it's just absurd. But it's also never scared to be dark, which is kind of the funniest bit of it, is that, like, it's just this slapstick, silly ridiculousness, and then someone will just get their head blown off by some serial murderer who lived through the end of the world. And it's just, like, it's pretty great. Like, they're not afraid to kill off characters, and they just got canceled. So that's kind of a bummer. And The Mick got canceled, too. But
that's okay.
Big Bang got renewed, man.
That's great.
No news on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
All the idiots in the world can listen to them to watch the
Big Bang. Big Bang. Dude, Young Sheldon, I'm sure, got renewed too, dude.
God, I want to die. That's a thing.
I mean, don't you, like, I always think, you know, when we do this show, and I'm like, this show's really good, you know, and I'm not mad, but it's just like, how does this show not get views, but, like, you know, H3 does, you know? Like, imagine being The Mick and looking at it and be like, my show's good, it's funny, people like it, and it got canceled, but Young Sheldon stays on the air.
Yeah.
Like, that's so much worse than anything we gotta feel. And I think that's just show business. Like, no matter what, there's someone who's less deserving than you that makes more money than you at all times.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, yeah, that's life. That's life.
I think that might just be life. You might be right.
Fucking Ty Lopez is just rolling in money.
Who's Ty Lopez?
You would have had to watch YouTube with ads.
No.
Probably about...
I don't do either of those things.
Four or five years ago, probably.
Ads. Yeah.
Here I am in my garage with my Lamborghini. But you know what I'm more proud of than this Lamborghini?
Oh, is this the Lamborghini?
All
I think
these
you showed me.
Books I just bought.
I think you told me about
yeah,
this guy.
I'm sure I've told you.
Yeah, about him. I think you've shown me him. Yeah,
back in the day, yeah, I thought he was just some dude who made a lot of money and was just like, I'm going to buy YouTube ads to put my videos in front of other videos.
Okay.
Which is basically what he did. But, I mean, he's more of a, you know, the self-help investor kind of types.
Should we do
it's
that?
Like, buy my book.
Should we just put our videos in?
We would need to be successful.
What if we do non-skippable ads?
We would need a Lamborghini.
Okay. Not going to happen.
And a really big house.
Okay. Also not going to happen. Because
his whole get is that he's just walking through his life with the camera. And it's like, oh, hot chick. Oh, gigantic fucking mansion.
Oh, hot chick.
Oh, Lamborghini. Oh, 15,000 books.
What's with the books?
Knowledge, man.
Okay, all right.
Knowledge.
All right, knowledge, man. It's weird, people out there.
Yeah, but him, money. He,
you ever think? You ever think that maybe we're not famous?
Well, is he rich?
Because we're not weird enough or talented enough, but we're in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, we don't quite have enough talent to break through.
Right. And we're not all, weird enough.
But we're normal enough,
like,
that we're not
that weird.
Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, if we did a show with Ice JJ Fish.
Because, yeah,
you know?
Really talented people get noticed.
But we had Matthew on the show for a long time.
And then really weird people get noticed.
I feel like Matthew could have brought people in.
Like, Cash Me Outside. That chick exists, man.
And is she rich, too, now? Because she just, like, banked on her boobies?
Way more than us.
Well,
way
I mean,
more
it's
than
not.
Us.
There's some hobos
like
out
ever,
there have more money than me this week.
Ever will be. She will forever be richer than us.
It doesn't make sense, man.
I know.
Cash Me Outside.
There's another one, too. There's two.
The problem is I would never threaten anyone
ones.
With violence, either. Like, I'm too much of a coward to even be like Cash Me Outside.
Yeah.
Even say it correctly. I'm not capable. Like, please leave me alone. I will run away from you. That's how I handle violence.
Pop the trunk on your bitch ass.
I don't know what that means, but my trunk is a hatchback, and you have to move the bike rack down.
Go to the car, and I'm going to pop the trunk. That's a Kevin Hart joke.
I don't get that. I don't get it, man. But yeah, anyway, today's weird because I feel like it's a Friday, but it's not a Friday.
It's Friday for me.
Oh, you're not working tomorrow?
Nope.
Oh, that's right. You guys are doing bed-in this weekend or something.
Yep.
Chris kind of flippantly told me about it.
Yeah.
I was like, that sounds awful, but
Coma
also great.
Weekend.
Coma?
Coma weekend.
Coma weekend.
Yeah.
Well, like, were you just going to lay down?
Mm-hmm. Just all day.
What happens if I come to your house and ruin it?
I'm going to shoot you.
Can't shoot someone if you're in a coma, man.
It's not a literal coma.
Oh. Just going to stay
in? That would require a lot of drugs, which I don't have.
Well, I'm going to my sister's graduation tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to play Destiny. And then on Sunday, I'm going to do this show.
God,
and then I'm going to play Destiny.
I know. I'm trying... We'll probably leave the house I'm assuming that will happen.
You just don't want to talk to people.
Right.
You're going to do what I like to call my life.
Yeah.
It's going to be great, and you're gonna wish your life was like that all the time, mm-hmm. and then you can be like me.
That is probably a very... Well, I already know that's better than, like, doing things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm already to that point. Yeah. But, I mean, we need to do things or else we're going to turn into troll people.
Well, I mean, I talk to people every day. You know, I see...
Right.
I mean, honestly...
I don't do that.
I'm more... It's weird. Okay? Like, I think... I was thinking about this when I was... I don't remember where I was, but I was, like, waiting somewhere. Oh, I was at the grocery store a couple days ago with Chris, and I was wearing basically my pajamas. It's like if these are my stream shorts, okay, if I go out in these stream shorts, I've given up.
Yeah.
Okay, because these literally are just, they're here to hold my butt sweat until I can get off stream and shower.
God, speaking of fucking butt sweat.
I mean, you can feel the fan, can't you, man?
Like, yeah, but it's blowing even hotter air in my face.
That help?
It's so hot.
It is hot. But anyway, like I was standing at the grocery store and I was wearing my stream clothes because I hadn't changed that day. I don't remember why, but it's very rare I go out. And I just remember like standing there waiting for Chris to get Starbucks. And I was just standing holding the groceries. And I was like, God, I got to pick my nose. And I was like, no, if I was on stream right now, I could pick my nose.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel comfortable enough with the people on stream. Like, I'm here for 7 hours. Sometimes I get a booger. I got to pick my nose. Yeah, you know, and people on stream, they're like, okay, he's picking his nose. I pick my nose. Big deal. You know, mm-hmm. I don't zoom in on it and play Marvin Gaye. I just pick it real quick. You know, what happens? And so I'm like, I'm just going to pick my nose right here in the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And so I did it, you know? And so part of me is like,
fuck it.
Well, part of me is like, I get stared at like a zoo animal mm-hmm. for 7 hours a day. And so part of that whole, I can't do weird things in front of people has worn off.
Yeah.
But then there's also the thing where the things that I feel people actually judge you for, like being fat, combing your hair, taking a shower, wearing clothes that are appropriate, I feel like those I'm more focused in on than I used to be. Like, I'm more concerned with, like, this zit that I have on my nose than I have ever been in my life about anything. Because I know that for 7 hours a day, people are going to be able to see it. You know, or like I shave a lot, you know, and I don't need to do that before I did this job. Like I'd go to work and I wouldn't have shaved for like 2 weeks back when I worked with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go in, I'd look like a hobo and I didn't care. But now I care a lot.
And you should let it grow out and see how much you can grow.
It's about a millimeter longer than this.
Nah.
It's not as long as yours.
No.
Everyone tells you it stops. You've seen me with my longest hair. You definitely have. Didn't notice the zit until now.
Well, yeah, see, you guys, man, look way too self.
That's kind of my point.
Right.
Is that like I'm just like I got to pick my nose. I'll pick my nose. Like I guess what I'm saying is like natural human behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so embarrassed about.
Yeah.
Because that's things everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in general that's the people thing most people are weirded out about. You know, it's just like, I can't pick my nose in public because people are going to judge me. When everyone picks their nose all the time.
Yeah.
Like, the first thing you do when you get home is just six fingers up your nose trying to clean that sucker out.
Six, huh?
I don't know how you get six up there, but maybe you're really talented. All right? So that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then, but now I look at things that, like, are really hyper-focused. And you guys are jerks, all right? You're both banned. Okay? Except Morris. I need you for Destiny. But as soon as I go back to Overwatch, you're banned.
I don't even see how they can see that.
They can't. They can't see it. They're just trolling me, and they know it. They just know it. Clean my teeth with my fingernails. I should really see a dentist. Yeah, I do. I've done that. You've just scraped your tooth, your fingernail.
Yeah.
Yeah, who hasn't? See, that's what I mean. Like, you do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, like, I'm not going to, I don't know.
Floss with my fingernail.
I don't think you can.
Yeah,
if you could floss with your fingernail, you need to clip your nails, dude.
Right.
That's just a fact. Yeah. All right, no judgment, but please clip your nails. You're going to put an eye out or something. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be good. Yeah. Is that how you floss with your fingernails? Like a dinosaur? You know, yesterday, I was speaking of dinosaurs, I was looking at Twitter trending topics, and one of them was, watch a T-Rex fight a lion in this new Jurassic World clip. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Dude, they have been dropping clips
T-Rex
like crazy for Han Solo. I feel like I've seen the whole movie.
Is it good?
No. Every single scene I've seen is bad. It's just bad.
That's not good, man.
Like, you know the scene with the Destiny people?
Yes.
It's like a stand. It's like a gang that has been chasing Woody Harrelson.
Right.
And then they finally catch up to him. Han didn't know anything about these people. He just met Woody.
Right.
And Woody's like, I was hoping you'd find us. Yeah, not this soon, but I was hoping you'd find us. And then Han was like, wait, wait, wait. I got this. Goes up to him. He's like, see that freighter over there? It's got 30 people in it that I could just call in an instant to surround all of you. And then it flies the fuck off because obviously right. that wasn't what he was doing. And then he's like, just steps back. And it was just like, you got this. And I'm like, is that fucking funny? That's been done 5,000 times.
I think it's Han Solo humor, man.
It's stupid is what it is.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, God.
Well, and that's, I mean, that was the point. Like, T-Rex fight a lion. Why? Like, the lion's going to lose.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Even though the T-Rex is a vegetarian.
Well, but not in the movies. Arms. Right. You know, little arms.
Little arms.
Little arms can't eat. Yeah. Also coated in feathers, but mm-hmm. doesn't count.
Don't get me, I'm made of feathers.
Yeah, a lion didn't exist
back
like then.
My feathers, don't you know,
I feel like
up.
A lion wouldn't attack a T-Rex either. Like, he'd be like, you know what, I'm not going after that thing.
They go after elephants in packs.
Are you sure about that?
In packs, yes.
I feel like
if
it'd be
it was
so
a
much...
lone lion, I feel like you're right. He'd be like, I'm screwed
know,
in this
man.
Situation.
I feel like lions only attack gazelle because that's easy.
Yeah.
Maybe going out to eat an elephant is the equivalent of like going out to eat for a lion. Like, hey, you want to go eat elephant tonight? I don't know. I gotta get
you gotta
dressed
get all the grain
and do my
together,
yeah, exactly. Like I gotta
to
call.
See,
I gotta call
Janet.
My friends, and I just can we just have gazelle? You yeah. know, I feel like that's what it's like for yeah, lions.
Can't we just stay in? Can't you just go over there?
Yeah,
grab that gazelle and bring it back,
dude. The naked chicken chalupa is back, dude.
What the hell is that?
It's like I've this week I've been really hardcore dieting. Like I actually rode my bike. And I've been being good on calories. How many calories are in this, by the
90.
Way?
90.
That's not bad at all. Gonna have one. and so, like, I've been dieting, so it's just like God to be like, naked chicken chalupa.
What is that? Where is it from?
It's a Taco Bell. It's
of course.
It's the taco shell is made out of a chicken patty.
Oh, 96.
It's great, dude.
I lied.
Lions don't attack giraffes because of their size, so T-Rex is an entire other dimension. Yeah. There you go. And a giraffe is defenseless. So they're like going after a T-Rex that has claws and teeth the size of a lion head.
Dude, I don't know that movie.
It's just going to be terrible.
Brittany saw that trailer when we were in Avengers. She was like, ooh.
Really?
Ooh. I'm just like.
Our standards are too high for movies. We can't go and just turn off our brains.
No.
You know? By the way, Movie Pass's stock is at 32 or something cents right now.
Yeah.
Because the investors found out they only had a month left of cash on hand, so it's most likely that Movie Pass will just not work after this month.
I saw something. Yeah, I saw a Facebook ad where it said, it's back, and I'm like, where'd it go?
Well, what they did is they changed it to a three-month... They changed it to a three-month upfront payment, so like $30 for 3 months.
I got you.
And then you can only see, I think, one movie... It for a week or for a month or something like that. It was like 1 a week, which is still a really great deal. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's not as good as mine, which is $10 a month for a movie a day.
Right,
but like they got rid of it, so it's back. Mm-hmm. It's back to my plan. Okay. I'm guessing they did that because they needed cash flow like immediately because yeah. they probably can't pay their employees. So I don't know how that works. Like
no.
I feel like businesses like that though just never need money.
Right.
You know, like, just, I mean, I know Facebook makes money hand over fist mm-hmm. because of ads, but, like, for the first 6 years, they didn't, and mm-hmm. still people were billionaires. I don't understand how those things work. I just assume they don't need money.
Yeah, they're funding.
Yeah. I just assume people are like, oh, you're out of money? Here's $20 million.
I'm
so
sure
I can be on.
They also have business plans you know, where they're going to spend it, you know, over the amount of time of building it to where they can get to be where they have ads and things like that.
Well, that's what I would think. Like, if they have a business plan, like, them running out of money would have to be part of that business plan. So I would imagine, like, the investors would be
right.
like, okay, we'll give you some more money to give you more time. Apparently, that's not a thing that actually works.
No.
So
what they need to do is be like, hey, $30 a month.
Well, apparently, I was reading Reddit comments about it. They used to do $30 a month. And
you could watch them at home.
And well, and you no, I think it was just $30 a month, and it was like 10 movies a month or something.
Yeah.
So it was still a really good deal, but that was before they went viral with the unlimited movies for $9.99.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's been around for years. MoviePass has doing that. So they kind of bankrupted themselves.
Right. Well, whoever it was poor marketing up until last year. if they've been around for years.
Exactly.
And just then got noticed, but I don't know.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard.
Hey, man, hey, you going to read that? Why don't you read that right there?
What?
There's a sub notification. It's right there in chat. It's just, you gotta thank Z Swigs for something.
I don't think that.
You should read that out loud.
Wow, such a great show, great emotes, great host. The guy on the left is so handsome, and the guy on the right has amazingly crisp hair.
Crisp, yeah, it's crisp.
The only way this could be better is if one of the hosts was live every weekday. Also, have you heard of Twitch Prime? Wait, who's on the left? You.
It's me.
And I have crisp hair?
Yeah, your hair is crisp.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It sounds like a compliment, though, doesn't it?
No. Sounds like it's burnt. It's crispy.
It's not crispy. It's crisp.
Stuck.
Crisp.
I don't know, man.
It's crisp, man. It's what the kids are saying. Your hair's flossing.
Why'd you write that, bro?
Oh, well, I have a character limit, so I literally used every character I possibly could. Also, it shamelessly self-promotes me, but then I'd say Twitch Prime, you know, to promote us. So.
Mm.
Yeah. That's the idea.
Tricky.
Yeah. Yeah, now someone else needs to sub so my name goes away.
Right? Yeah. Somebody sub.
Right now.
Come on.
We'll wait.
We're begging here.
I'm not begging.
This is like the whole, like, yeah, no, the kids are indeed not saying that their hair is crisp.
I think they are.
They're not. They're not doing that. That's a 30-year-old man who doesn't know pop culture or kid language.
I think they're saying it.
It made you jump so high.
Damn. It is, like, really startling.
It's very loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I could turn it down, but I feel like no.
Nah.
No.
It's worth hearing every time.
All right, man. Can I talk to you about a new business idea I have?
Hey, sure. Is this going to work?
So, someone in my life that will remain nameless, it's not me or anyone I'm related to, just found out they were pregnant. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to think, I was like talking to her and I was like, you know, some point maybe me and Chris will have a baby. So I went and asked Chris, I'm like, are we going to have a baby someday? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, I don't know either, you know. And she's like, I kind of want a baby, but I don't want after the baby. Like, she wants the cuteness of a baby.
Right.
And I'm like, the baby is the worst part of the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 1 through 3, that's the, like,
yeah.
If I could go away,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then come back when he turned 4, when he could wipe his own butt,
mm-hmm.
or her, you yeah. know, or attack helicopter.
Whatever.
I would come back, and that would be good for me.
Sure.
All right? I don't need to be there the first 4 years of the life.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's just a fact. Okay? Disagree all you want. No one remembers that.
I feel like they say that's the hardest time, yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. But that's the part Chris likes the best.
Okay? That makes no sense.
If you were pregnant, I'd be worried. I know. I always use protection. I'd be worried, too.
Oh, man.
But, so I was thinking, like, of ways to solve this problem,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because, like, there's an epidemic out there of, like, young kids that want to have babies, but they don't know what they're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the 20 to 25-year-olds who get married at 18, and then they have kids right away, and it ruins their lives, and they don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people who are old, like, if Chris and I did have a baby, you know, let's just say it happened in the next 2 years, which is too early. Because Chris was like, I'd probably do it in my 30s.
Yeah.
Like, which is horrible for me, because that means I'm going to be a 50-year-old person when he graduates high school, or she, or attack helicopter, whatever. But for Chris, you know, she's 5 years younger than me, it's different. So I was thinking, like, what if we did rent a baby? Okay? And old couples, like me and Chris, that have
you
babies.
You get so many pedophiles,
hold on, man. It's going to be a vetting process.
So many pedophiles.
It's weird that's where your brain went first. Hear me out, okay? So, like, Chris and I, all right, we need a break from our 2-year-old. We're in our mid-30s. I'm almost 40, okay? We need to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
There's this 20-year-old couple who's thinking about having a baby, but they don't know what it's like. So we give them our baby for a week or two or however long, all right? And then they pay us for use of our baby, okay? Because
this is the worst idea.
Dude, how dare you? Okay, because
this is worse than Sahara.
How dare you? Because then the parents, they learn how expensive a baby is, too. Like, we charge like $1,000 a day. All right, and then the Rent a Baby Inc. takes like $100 of that every time. You know, and then the rest goes to the parents. Because you know what makes you not worried about letting a stranger have your baby? Thousands of dollars. Okay? So, like,
you are pimping out your child.
Okay, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, but not, a lot of bit.
Not for dirty reasons. It's only to couples who are like...
still child...
Like, we're not going to give it to people who are going to be bad parents.
Right.
You got to go through, like, the same, the adoption like, mm-hmm. background checks and stuff. You know?
Would you really... that's a lot of shit to go through, for one. And two, you're going to do that.
Don't you feel like a responsible parent should do that if you're not sure?
No.
You know? I feel like they should... You got to pay to adopt.
No one's doing that.
You got to pay to adopt
also,
a baby.
No one's having kids anymore, man. Millennials don't want to have kids. They want to have dogs.
Well, that's what I'm trying to convince Chris
with. That's it.
And it's not like... And I feel bad because, like... You know, like, Chris is all the time, like, we took so long to get married because you already been married. And it's really not that. It's just I don't feel human emotions, so I care less. But, like, to me, like, not having another baby has nothing to do with the fact that I have a one child already.
Mm-hmm.
It's really more to do with the fact that, like, my sibling, my next oldest sibling is 8 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Like, my youngest sibling is graduating high school this summer. Like, he's still in high school. Mm-hmm. I'll turn 31 when he's graduated. Okay? And, like... To me, I've, like, had three kids,
yeah,
not one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just feel done with the whole baby bit.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't really care. Like, most of the work's for the mother. I mean, really it is, because, you know, I don't have boobs that produce milk. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter how much I want them, you know, I can't do it. And so there's just some work that's going to fall to the mother that can't fall to me,
mm-hmm.
no matter what. So, like, it's not too bad, you know, but at the same time...
That's a terrible idea.
I feel like I should just get her a dog, you know, like a nice corgi.
That's a smarter idea.
But then Chris doesn't ever get to be a mother, so that's not really fair either, but I don't know.
She does.
I mean, she kind of already is. I mean, Aaron's 8, me and Chris have been dating for 7 years, like, kind of the same thing, but it didn't come out of her body, you know?
That's the only thing.
But that also,
better get
being totally honest, that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
I don't know why anyone would want to do that.
So I'm trying to, like, corgi or, like, let's get, like, a 6-year-old already and adopt, you know?
Mm.
Like a nice one, though. Like a nice one. Like an Asian. One that we won't have to coach through college because he's already naturally
already smart.
Yeah.
Dude.
I thought Rent-A-Kids were great, dude.
That was a terrible idea.
It's a public service.
It's the worst idea.
Rin says that is kind of a thing already, but it's not like what you're describing. The one I know about, parents are always around their kid while the other people have them. Supervision, okay. Okay.
Interesting.
Me and Irrational never having kids. Well, you guys are kind of in the same spot, because, like, Irrational is older by several years than Rin is. Like, that's what's weird. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I just don't want to be... Like, if me and Chris wait 5 years to have a kid when she's 30, I'll be 35. That means I'll be 56 when the kid graduates high school. I'm not going to make it. I don't want to be in a wheelchair at my son's high school graduation or daughter's or attack helicopters. That just sounds horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I'm saying you got to get on it.
But that we don't want kids right now.
Well, you better get going with the idea of it, because it's either now or never.
I just got to convince her to get a dog. That's what it's got to be.
Or
get so rich... Childcare, in-home nanny.
Yeah, there you go. That's better.
Yeah,
you gotta do that.
In-home nanny.
Focus on that.
Then they can raise the child.
I'll be the nanny.
No, you won't.
If it depends on the money.
I don't think Chris would approve of you watching our child.
I don't think
you have no childcare. You're an only child.
Yeah,
have you ever even seen a baby? I'm not sure if you've seen a baby.
I've seen a baby.
Is it besides my baby? Have you seen a baby?
I haven't. I didn't hold a baby.
Okay.
Until I was probably 20. I was always scared because I'm like, I don't know how to fucking hold it.
I'm
gonna drop it.
You just football. Like, and see, that's that attitude right there for me is kind of proof of, like, I've raised too many babies.
Yes.
Like, I've reached the point of parenthood that most people reach on, like, their third or fourth child, where it's just, like, put them in your arm. It won't break, you know? Everybody's like, they're fragile, you know?
Uh-huh.
Just like, no, they're not. They're basically jelly. Like, you can't even hurt them, you know?
I don't think that's correct.
It's true. They're basically jelly.
I don't think
as long as you correct. Don't drop them on their head or break a bone. You know, they're fine. You know, Aaron used to scream, and I'd just scream back at him. That taught him how to live, taught him responsibility or something. That's what would happen. Like, I would just mimic his cry, and he would, this is, like, 3 or 4 months, and he'd just look at me like, I don't know what's happening. I was like, how do you like it? How do you like it?
You don't, do you?
Yeah. So also, we got off easy, because, like, Aaron is the greatest kid of all time. He hires pretty much no effort. Which one of us? Which one of us sounds like Morgan Freeman? You actually do a Morgan Freeman impersonation. You want to try? Yeah, you do. Do it.
No. I'm Morgan. I did it really well
that
the other night.
That was terrible right there.
I'm Morgan Freeman. I like to live with the penguins in the South.
Yeah, keep working on that because I still need to do my intro. So.
I'm not good at it, so you're going to have to settle with this.
That one was better. That one I like better.
How was that better?
I think that last part was better.
No. Yeah. No.
I know it ain't me that sounds like Morgan Freeman because my voice is about 6 octaves too high.
I don't know who.
It's got to be you, man.
Anybody is talking about.
It's got to be you.
I'm just deep down here with the voice. I like pulled like my tongue back or forward. I can't remember. The other night, I swear to God, I did the best Morgan Freeman impersonation.
Was anyone there to witness it?
No. No, I was just talking like Morgan Freeman to myself.
I more like wanted a witness. It's you. I don't.
That helps.
I don't know which one of you is, man. Is it Blue Man or Gray Man?
It's gotta be me.
Anyway, Rent a Baby, great idea.
Rent a Baby is a terrible idea.
All right.
You, sir, are going to destroy humanity.
That's fine.
Bring about the end of the world and the apocalypse itself.
Okay.
Bring the four horsemen of death.
Did you just say the horsemen?
The four horsemen of death.
Did you just combine four and horsemen together to make forcemen?
What? No! I said four horsemen.
Well, Slayer, you know...
Four horsemen.
I would like to say yes if someone asked me, do you want pizza or chicken? Because the answer is both.
You.
The one I said, that's who the you is. Okay, what? I'm just going to ignore this now. My brain's turning into a pretzel.
It's got to be.
But I do want pizza and chicken.
I would like some pizza.
What's your
chicken.
Favorite pizza, man?
It would be chicken pizza.
Like with a red sauce or a white sauce?
With all the sauce.
No, you don't blend red
just
and white
Morgan
sauce.
Morgan Freeman blends all.
I'm not talking to Morgan Freeman. I'm talking to Colby.
You are now because this is. I'm stuck.
I feel Morgan Freeman's a vegetarian.
I'm stuck here.
I'm fairly certain Morgan Freeman's a vegetarian.
Well, then he would like really shitty pizza.
Veteran? No.
Yeah.
Vegetarian.
I served in the Fifth Cold War.
Is Morgan Freeman a vegetarian?
Right next to Donald.
Yeah, he's going vegan right here. It says that. Morgan Freeman going vegan. July 29th, 2017.
What a bastard.
So, yeah, you don't eat it. Barbecue chicken's my favorite. Barbecue chicken's good. I like... I can't get into, like, sweet sauces on pizza. And I feel like a barbecue chicken is, like, a sweeter sauce.
Dude, a barbecue chicken pizza is so fucking good.
I mean, I believe you.
It's so good.
I just don't know if I like it on pizza.
You've gotten the one at WBC, right?
I'm not sure I have.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think I have.
Really?
I don't think I ever have, man.
Really?
Would you stop saying really?
Really?
It's like I embrace my southern side. I get stuck in that voice until I fall asleep. That's right. Morgan Freeman is southern, so you just gotta do that. Pineapple pizza's great. I love pineapple pizza.
Oh, my God.
Do you not like pineapple pizza?
I'm going to have to destroy you.
Why? Because of pineapple pizza?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No. Pineapple pizza's great.
There's a war on the internet about that shit.
Yeah,
man.
I don't care about the war on the internet.
Really?
Just a plethora of different veggies. Murder that pie with veggies. Well, Ren is also vegan. Ren and his woman are also vegan, so that makes sense for them.
What?
What do you mean, what?
I just lost respect.
That they're vegan?
Yes.
Why?
Gross. Gross.
I mean, you're almost, like, I'm almost vegan. I eat poultry only.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm not vegan. I'm almost vegetarian.
That's not vegan.
Yeah, vegan is, like, no eggs and stuff, too. That's
hard. No animal of any kind.
Yeah, it's rough.
All I eat is animal.
No.
Rice is shit out of tiny rabbits.
No, it's not. That's grown. That's a plant. Also, I feel like you don't eat only rice.
There's a lot of rice.
I mean, I believe that, but there's a lot of chicken, too, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of chicken, a lot of steak, and a lot of fish.
I thought Brit didn't eat steak.
She doesn't, but she knows how to cook it.
So she cooks steak for you and then just watches you eat it?
Yeah.
You look like a friggin' king? I'm like, who does that?
Dude, I don't know. A great girlfriend, that's what That's what does it.
I mean, apparently that's got to wear off at some point.
You would think, yeah. No, we're only like 3-4 months
into right.
this.
She's going to be like, yeah. You got to cook your own steak now,
you
fatty.
Cook your own food, you lazy bitch.
Yeah, that's I'm mad. That's coming at some point. Uh-huh. It has to be. Yeah. She ain't going to cook you steak and then not eat it. No. Steak, I don't like steak, really. It's not very. It makes my stomach hurt, honestly,
God,
after
you're
a while.
Such a weird
person. Well, I just haven't had it in, you know, a long time.
Well, that's your fault.
Meat is murder, Morris.
You're falling
it
out.
It is murder. So is driving your car. I don't know what that meant.
When they try to say eating meat is equal to murder. Yeah, Morris. You ride on with those conservative values, sir.
I only eat poultry. And it started because of that Leonardo DiCaprio documentary.
You globalist cuck.
Where he told me that, you know, if you just, like, cows are just, like,
you
farting it up out
SJW
there.
SJW libtard.
And it's also, like, it's better for me to not eat steak.
It's not.
Like, it's way healthier to not eat red meat.
It
so,
also
like,
lowers your testosterone and makes you a fag.
I'm not using that a lot, so I don't care at all about that.
Because that's a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't really care at all about that. No. Testosterone, if I had a lot of it, that'd probably be worse for me. Because I don't expect a lot, because I don't get a lot, so. I just don't eat meat, but I don't care what other people eat. I'm not them, so I don't care really what they eat. I mean, Ren, that's not how America works, okay?
Everybody's got to be in everybody else's business.
Yes, all right? But yeah, I probably wouldn't not still eat steak, but honestly, it does. It makes me feel sick. It really does. I don't know what that is, but like, I think it's because my body just hasn't processed it in so long that like.
It's called you're mentally ill.
Probably. Yeah. Gay frogs and whatnot, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's from eating all that soy! Yeah, soy boy!
I'm not replacing meat.
Yeah, soy boy!
Like, that's the thing where, like, that's the thing that's weird is that, like, I'm not trying to replace steak. You know, like, I feel like a lot of people would be like, ooh, I'm craving a hamburger, so I'm gonna go get a veggie hamburger.
Uh-huh.
I don't do that. I just don't eat hamburgers anymore.
Right.
It's just... is what I do.
You're missing out.
I'm not.
On life.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Because you know what I can eat? Buffalo wings. And that's all I friggin' need in my life is buffalo wings. Just eat what you want and be happy. Well, I keep asking Colby, but he won't let me.
What?
Nothing. You can't replace steak? I agree. I mean, steak has the only, like, it has a unique taste.
That was a dick-sucking reference. That was good.
I was hoping you didn't hear it, and, you know, chat could have just laughed.
Oh, I got it. I had to point it out.
Yeah. Me and my friends made up this game where you change one letter at a superhero's name and say their powers. Mattman just likes to lay down in front of your door. That's pretty great, actually. Pooperman takes large dumps.
That changes a lot of things.
No!
Oh, Pooperman.
Pooperman.
Super, gotcha.
What, did you think I made him Batman into
I
Pooperman?
Thought it was P-O-O-P-E-R, man. Not P-U-P-E-R. That's Pupperman, man.
It's Pupperman. No, that's P-P-E-R.
P-P-E-R?
Okay, P-U-P-A, pupa. Okay.
Pupil.
P-U-P-I-L.
Yeah, but see, only one P in the middle.
Yeah, Superman, Pooperman, P-U-P-E-R.
Pupil.
Pupil pooper.
Ah, shut up.
I don't know, dude. Why are we debating? We don't know anything about English language.
We shouldn't do, yeah.
Yeah, it's not. That's not for us to debate.
Mm-mm.
Hey, man, how's the P.O. box coming along? You checked it lately?
No.
You just looked at me like... I asked you a deep secret.
I forgot.
Would you eat meat if it was grown? I would try it. Like, that's the thing, is that, like, I literally stopped eating it because of environmental reasons. Like, it's not because, I don't know, I stopped eating pork because pigs are cute. I might be turned into a little bit of a hippie.
That's weird.
I mean, we don't eat, would you eat a dog? That's probably a bad question, because you hate your dog, so you probably eat him if
I
somebody.
I want to eat the shit out of that dog. I couldn't get that out.
I just imagine like a plate coming out and it's just Kylo cooked with an apple in his mouth.
It's like, yes.
I don't know what that Psycho Max is talking about anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Well, they talk about growing meat in labs. Didn't we have a story like that on the show once about meat being grown in a lab?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, stomach can't handle certain foods. Meat is one of them. I just assumed Irrational turned you because she's like, you're not fully vegan, but Irrational is, right? Like, I couldn't live without eggs. I love eggs. And I don't really understand the whole vegan thing because, like, chickens are going to poop out eggs no matter what. Yeah. You know? You're not hurting a chicken by not eating eggs.
The cage-free ones, no. But the milled eggs...
Well, I go to the farmer's market and buy my eggs.
Yeah, well, see, then I'm sure they should be fine with that.
Yeah. But they're not. They don't eat eggs.
Right. What are the, what
or like
else
honey
are the
and
chickens
stuff?
Supposed to do?
Well, no,
roam
I don't know,
free,
man.
Like on roads?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
they
poop out eggs
killed?
No matter what.
Like, what? What? I don't get it.
The human porch. I'm so confused as what's happening. What's like?
Yeah, I don't know where circumcision came from.
Yeah, that's just out of nowhere. Well, the human porch is just as random.
No, because he went back to his...
Oh,
hero.
The human torch.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I got you. All right. Try to stay on topic here, man. Yeah, I still eat things with eggs and milk. I just don't drink straight milk or eat straight up eggs. Okay. But Rational doesn't, right? See, I love hard-boiled eggs. I probably have two a day. One or two a day, at least. Because I have them with my ramen.
Weird.
I love eggs, man. I love eggs.
I love eggs.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I just don't understand the whole vegan
thing. I saw
thing.
An article saying that Mike Myers wants to do an Austin Powers movie from the perspective of Dr. Evil.
He couldn't have done it when Vern Troyer was still alive?
I know, right?
That took you a second.
I did. I was like,
Mini-me, he died.
Vern Troyer?
Just recently, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mike Myers probably is more like, I need...
Money.
I haven't been hired to do anything in 3 years.
I just saw him on Jimmy Fallon.
What was he
not
promoting?
Not too long ago. I forget. It's some artsy fucking thing.
I don't know, man.
It was weird.
Cheats,
he was in a movie with Margot Robbie. I don't know if he was in the movie or like a producer or a writer or a director of it, but it had Margot Robbie.
He does have that Shrek money.
And aren't they supposed to be coming out with Shrek 4 or whatever?
Are they?
I thought that was a thing.
Dude, that would blow up the world. He was Cat in the Hat. I knew that. That kind of ruined it.
Well, that one started it, and then he came out with The Love Guru, which completely solidified his fall.
So he... Cat in the Hat was in 2003. So he luckily made Shrek 2 the year after Cat in the Hat, so people could forget it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Shrek 4D? What the fuck is that, man?
It's probably Shrek in 4D.
What the hell is that, man?
It's probably like... You know, like spray bottle, like water and smell and all that stuff, right? You just scared yourself.
I didn't think that was going to happen.
Well, that's what I would think. Shrek the Third, The Love Guru. That did it.
Yeah.
You know, Justin Timberlake somehow escaped The Love Guru. Like, that didn't ruin his career yet. Yeah. And then he was in Glorious Bastards? No idea.
Like, a very small bit, yes.
It's Shrek Forever After. He kept trying to reboot his career with Shrek Forever After.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, he wasn't in anything. Short film, documentary. So he's got two movies coming out this year. Terminal. Yeah, this one right here. Upcoming thriller film written directed by Vaughn Steen. Margot Robbie, Silver Pig, Dexter Fletcher, Max Irons, and Mike Myers.
Weird.
Comes out May 11th. Comes out tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
That's why he was on.
Is there
old
a trailer? Let's watch a trailer.
You would watch a trailer Terminal?
I want to watch a trailer for that.
Are you kidding
Whatever
me?
The hell that is.
We go to Rotten Tomatoes. Let's see how it's getting reviewed. Ooh, that's not good. 12%.
97, though. Want to see it.
That's not good, dude.
No.
It's really bad. Let's see how much of this we could take, chat.
Uh-huh.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned.
All right, I'm done. You just tell me when.
What do you want? You want money? Say whatever you want.
Oh, well, that is a very poor choice of words.
So she's a murderer?
I am Mr. Franklin. I have an offer. I want you to kill someone for me.
Simon Pegg was in this.
Briefcase in a locker. That is a job for Mr. Franklin. This is massive.
All these Brits, Morris, that's who's smoking.
Until tomorrow, 404 going north.
404 is an age away, and it's not time that I'm trying to kill.
Want my advice?
Not really.
Just end it.
Heathens. Dude, KFC, Popeyes.
Set them on one another like starving rats in a cage, and you can watch through the bars.
Bang.
So do you have any idea what's going on?
No.
Might be a filthy
it's like just another role for her to do her Harley Quinn impersonation.
He always is rude.
Pretty much, yeah.
Follow me down the rabbit hole.
Who says mystery's a lost art, eh?
What's wrong with you?
I have an unquenchable bloodlust for darkness.
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
To imminent death.
Hey!
Where's Mike Myers?
Oh God, that was Mike Myers?
Come back again.
He looks a little different nowadays, bro.
Yeah, we haven't seen him in 12 years.
Don't bring him.
This is just Harley Quinn, but not Harley Quinn, wow. Yeah. It's terrible, dude.
Yeah, that looks real bad.
That looks awful. So I'm going to go ahead and hard pass on that. Oh, here we go. Dark heart of a sprawling anonymous city, Terminal follows the twisting tales of two assassins carrying out a sinister mission. A teacher battling a fatal illness, an enigmatic janitor, Charlie, and a curious waitress leading a dangerous double life. Murderous consequences unravel in the dead of night as their lives all intertwine at the hands of a mysterious criminal mastermind hellbent on revenge. You know, I read that and I still don't know what it's about.
I don't have a clue what it's about.
You know, while we're watching trailers, though, do you want to watch this new Predator trailer that just came out?
I saw a bit of it.
Did you ever see the OG Predator?
The one with Schwarzenegger?
It wasn't a Schwarzenegger?
No,
I never did either. Should we watch this?
Sure.
I imagine
saw the one with Adrian Brody.
I just feel like this is all going to be memes. You know, this is all just going to be memes, yeah, the trailers.
From what I looked at, it did not look good.
All right, here we go.
I didn't listen to it. But I saw it.
I mean, 15 seconds of this trailer is cut with a man opening a box. I just don't care. Is that the Predator head?
No.
Can we stop rebooting old movies that were actually good, please? Yeah, but there's idiots like me and Colby who don't watch old movies.
Like, this is the worst trailer.
Tell me about the mission.
Why is it so quiet?
Did you see anything unusual? Like an alien, you mean?
He saw something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Chris Evans?
No.
And you meant...
Are you sure?
Someone or something tore him to pieces.
That's...
He's in everything.
I think they're attempting hybridization.
Is that Olivia Munn?
Yes.
They're upgrading on every planet they visit.
We need to know if you pose a threat.
Why are the bum 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 so loud, but the vocals so quiet?
I don't know. Like, there was not one cool scene in that trailer.
It's loud, though.
Not one cool scene.
What's the Predator about? Chat, tell me what the Predator's about. Also, Ren, you should get into the Marvel Universe because Avengers Infinity War is friggin' exciting, okay? Ruin every movie that's below. And Slayer's right. I mean, they make money. That's why. Because idiots will go see him. Is Brittany an idiot film goer? Do you know enough to make that call? Are you scared to say it? Blink once if she is. His eyes are so wide right now.
Oh, I'm not saying anything.
She's not watching right now. I can see the viewer list. She's not here.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, mm-hmm? What do you mean, mm-hmm?
Good side?
You just want me to move on?
Good side?
Idiots like
she
us.
She likes Marvel?
Yeah. Yes. There's nothing wrong with being an idiot moviegoer.
Bad side?
Chris's favorite TV show is Criminal Minds, and it's the worst thing I've ever seen.
She likes Lost World and the Transformers franchise.
Transformers aren't good. Transformers not good. Those are idiot movies.
Yeah, both of those movies are not good.
But, you know, my mom loves the Transformers movies, and I love her very much. So, you know, they're not exclusive.
I told her that I like looking at them. They're great to look at.
They're just not good.
But they're just not good movies.
Right.
Like, they're cool, like, imagery. But
I don't even know if Jurassic World's going to be cool enough for me to want to see it.
No, I'm not seeing that.
Terminator Salvation was the worst movie to this day that I have ever seen. Nah, you should watch Terminator 3.
Terminator Salvation?
That's the one with Christian Bale.
I like that one.
I think it's okay. But if you go watching Terminator 1 and then watch Terminator Salvation, they don't really stack up.
No.
You know. Didn't we?
They're also much different stories, though. That's
who did I do that with in my life?
What?
There was a time when I lived in Manhattan where we just once a month I would get together
so
with friends
bad. And
we would watch old movies. Mm. And I don't remember who I did it with.
Cameron?
It might have been Cameron. Oh,
that sounds
it
like
might have been Cameron and Katrina. I forget they existed. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. Cameron and Katrina would probably do that. Because we watched Aliens. We only made it through Aliens. Like, we watched Aliens 1 and Aliens 2. Both good. Both good movies.
Yeah.
Phantom Menace was a better film? How old? Like, 80s? Like, movies that are in, like, the top 100 IMDb that aren't in black and white that we've never seen.
Like, I haven't seen Back to the Future.
See, I watched those on Netflix once when I was back when I was working. Not, like working here, but not Twitch streaming. Back then, I used to just code websites all day and watch movies. So I watched 1, 2, and 3 Back to the Future because I had nothing better to do, so watch them today. Those are fine. I don't think they're as good as people think, but they're fine. They're fine.
I've heard the first one's a perfect movie. As close as you can get to a perfect movie.
What was? Back to the Future? Mm-hmm. I don't know what a perfect movie is, then. A perfect movie to me is Children of Men. That's a perfect movie to me.
Yeah.
You know, like, a perfect movie is something that sets out to do what it wanted to do and executes it flawlessly. Yeah. That, to me, is a perfect movie. Like, Avengers Infinity War, almost perfect movie, except for when Mark Ruffalo looks photoshopped in at the end. Not great. That's really bad. Not perfect.
It's pretty bad.
You know, but, like, there's some movies. Some of my favorite movies are 80s B-movies. So Ren, like, lives in, like, this weird world where, like, bad movies are bad and good movies are good, but there's also some bad movies that are so bad they're good, and those are his favorite movies.
Right.
It's very hard to explain.
That's how everyone who loves The Room feels.
I didn't see. I don't want to. Like, me and you, we should watch it because chat tells us to, but it's just like, I have no desire to watch it.
Stupidly long, dude. I think it's like 2.5 hours.
What else do we have to do with our lives?
Watch better movies.
How about this? When we get, let's do this. 500 follows or 50 subs, we'll watch The Room on stream.
Okay.
Not that. That'll be our reward.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Do that.
What was the numbers?
The 500 followers or 50 subs a month.
Okay.
You got a ways to go. You got to quadruple everything, I think.
Yep.
That's pretty much where we're at. But yeah, I feel like that's fair. It's fair. Go watch movies.
Not get banned.
Well, we can't show them on the screen, but we can watch them.
We could show reflections of them.
No, I don't think we can do that either.
Yeah.
You can't just say yeah and it'd be okay.
Yeah, we can do that.
Why are we small? How come no one, that's a little insulting that no one in chat's like, we can't see your face. Because they don't care. They'd rather see Coming Soon Big than our faces, and no one even knows. I don't know if you can watch movies live or want to watch Phantom Menace live, but you can. We can. We'd say we're going to start the movie in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then we would wait 5 seconds and we'd hit play, and then you guys hit play right when we say it, and then we watch it together and we comment on it.
That wouldn't work.
What do you mean it wouldn't work?
Because when the stream takes a second to buffer, it doesn't jump to where it is.
Well, who's
in
buffering?
Live moment. It's not people with bad internet.
Well, that's not my problem that people have bad internet.
Your stream always buffers.
Turn the quality
down.
We can go to potato, man.
It still buffers.
If it buffers at 160p, you need to rethink your life.
I'm not in control.
Like, 160p is worse than like a Motorola Razr used to record video at, man. If you can't stream
maybe
that.
Maybe it's just Twitch, huh?
That could be. Twitch's platform is pretty trash, honestly. Yeah, but how's that P.O. box going, man? Have you checked it lately?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what, did we get anything?
Yeah, no.
Okay. You can on Discord through Rabbit, some site that lets people all watch the same stuff at the same time?
Yeah, we would have to get in like a Google Hangout.
We could set that up.
We could do that.
And we could figure it out.
Yeah.
It's a while away, guys.
Wiles away, man.
It's a while away. We got one.
It's a wiles away.
We got one, two, three subs in chat right now, okay? So, 3. We got to get to 50. All right. It buffers at 160p. You need new internet. Dude, I agree. You can't handle 160p. You need new internet. 160p looks like garbage. Even on a phone, it looks bad. Like, here, look. I'm previewing the phone, like, over here. That's 160p, man.
Looks fine.
That does not... You're an idiot. That does not look... You look fine.
Dude, when you watch pirated movies, you get used to bad quality.
Well, not with that side I gave you.
That's true. But they don't have...
There's nothing in advance there, movies. Yeah. Nothing in advance there, man. Tenacious D's making another movie. You care at all about that, dude?
I'm scared.
Yeah?
Because, yes, The Pick of Destiny was great. But I'm pretty sure that was before... Well, maybe not.
I need to rewatch it because I just don't know anything about it.
Maybe not.
I don't remember it.
I think that was pre-Jack Black Has a Family.
Okay, so you're worried he's going to not be dirty?
Yeah.
Is that what you're worried about?
Or at least not as dirty. Dude, he did cock push-ups in that movie, man.
Has Tenacious D made any music?
I don't know.
Since then?
I think since then, yes, but
since
recently,
Family?
Recently, I don't know.
Let's see. We're going to look it up on iTunes. Tenacious D.
Tenacious D. Ooh.
By the way, they were real ahead on the curve on the D, by the way.
We're going back to Morgan Freeman. What do you mean about the D?
It's a tenacious D, you know? Like, you want the D? Like, they were way ahead of the curve on the D thing.
They might have started that, man.
I don't know if they did, but they should get credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't click. I don't know if you see me, but I'm trying to click, and just nothing's clicking right now, so.
That's fun.
It's real great. I think it's frozen, but I can scroll. Like, can you explain to me how I can live in a world where I can't click, but I can scroll?
I can't.
Like, what do I do? Do I close it?
I think so. Morgan Freeman.
Can't do that either.
Would suggest to Control-Alt-Delete it.
Is there like a...
No,
it's working. Yeah, it just wasn't like highlighted or something. Okay, so here's their newest albums. Okay, so here's their newest albums right here. Get out of here. Stop it. Tenacious D Live, Simply Jazz, Rise of the Phoenix appears to be their most recent one. Do they only have one album? This can't be right.
Pick of Destiny is a full album.
Well, right, but they did Tenacious D, that was it, then the Pick of Destiny?
Yeah.
They only had two albums?
They might have had singles before that, but yeah, I'm assuming albums, yeah.
So is this really jazz?
It's one song.
It's 11 minutes. This came out in 2012. This is 6 years old. It's pretty good, though. What, you don't like this? Come on, man. He's just got a jazz flute going. You don't like that?
Floating through jazz.
Slayer, that sounds horrible. I feel bad for you, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, man.
Only 30 pounds, though? Do you even lift, bro?
45 minutes of nonstop jazz.
Could you imagine tripping over a weight set and falling on your face and then hearing this in the background? Wouldn't that
sorry
be your lowest
I
point in
was
life?
Mistaken. It's 2 hours and 78 minutes of nonstop jazz.
Dude, what the fuck? That is so dumb.
Here's their live album. Like, some of these I've never even heard of.
The metal.
Of course they save tribute for last, you know?
Dude, the metal is a fucking rock song right there.
A clean version. So they did. So they have like three albums then. They have three albums. Tenacious D, Pick of Destiny, and Rise of the Phoenix. Those are their only albums.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe their thing is they do like a movie.
When did Rise of the Phoenix come out?
2012.
Not the fucking clean one.
Well, it's gonna be the same. Does it 2012, man? Does it matter? What do you think that is? It's pixelated.
It's vagina.
Oh god, I was fine-ish. Hold on. Was it called Rise of the Phoenix?
Yeah, that's how you spell Phoenix.
Well, it's how they spell Phoenix. I don't want tabs for it though. I want the cover art.
Rise of the Phoenix.
It's a
dick.
Yep.
It's a dick.
It's an eagle. It's a phoenix.
That shouldn't at all be censored.
I'm not going to show that on Twitch, though, I feel like.
It's just a bird.
With balls.
No. You guys, that's its legs. Get your mind out of the gutter.
If you guys want to look at
that. Get your mind out of the gutter.
There you go. There, just check that out if you want to see it. Get your mind out of the gutter. Get your mind out of the gutter.
No,
huh?
It's just a bird.
It's just a bird.
It's just a bird.
We could talk about this on Sunday. but because I've only read the headline. But the military has created a robot that eats dead organisms for food, and that is literally the plot of Horizon Zero Dawn, and that's how the world ends. Because the robots consume organic tissue, but then there's a flaw in their programming where once they run out of dead tissue, they just start eating live tissue, and so they eat all the vegetation, and then the world has no vegetation, and you can't shut off the robots, and then the world ends. And
dude, why would they even do this?
Man? I don't know. So we can talk about that on Sunday, because I feel like there's more to that story, and I'm hoping that it's one of those stories that, like, the headline's really pretty clickbaity, curious. And then we read the actual probably. Article, and mm-hmm. then it's nothing, you know? Yeah. It's like, it eats roach, you know? And so I don't want that in my life, but we'll talk about that. Also, just really quick, I don't know if you noticed this, Robert Downey Jr.'s new tattoo. Did you see this?
No.
It's for the Avengers. You know how, like, a Fellowship of the Ring, the Nine Fellowship got the same tattoo? Same thing here, but Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, and Jeremy Renner all got the same tattoo to commemorate being the original Avengers. Look, notice who's missing off that list.
Chris Evans.
Yep. So that to me is the biggest point that that he's done, and Robert Downey Jr. isn't.
Yeah.
Like he didn't even show up for the tattoo. Like what a turn,
what is
man!
That, Avengers 6.
I think it's the original Avengers, right? Or maybe it's a 6. I'm not sure, man. You're the designer.
It
you
looks
tell
like
me.
A 6 mixed with the Avengers.
Well, how many Avengers were there? Hulk, Chris Evans, Iron Man, Black Widow, Hawkeye, Thor. So I guess there were 6. So I guess that makes sense.
That would be the thing.
So Bruce Banner isn't on there either.
Who? What? Where?
Old Spoiler Man.
Oh yeah.
He ain't on there either.
No. He's like, I don't want needles.
That could be, but Chris Evans, I feel like he doesn't mind needles, so.
Chris Evans is a bitch.
You heard it here first, chat.
Could have left more than him.
Oh, you heard it here first, chat. Well, guys, go vote in the poll. Vote. This is for Colby Plays Games next Thursday. We only have 6 votes. That's disgusting.
Disgusting.
So, how many people are watching right now? Let me look. How many people are watching this right now? 8. There are more people watching this show right now than we have votes. So, go vote. Okay, make Colby suffer. I know you're all going to vote for Cuphead, but vote anyway in case you don't want it. Pointless. But I would just say to you,
then it's
if you vote for Cuphead pointless. Now, it's gone. You know,
it's pointless.
So like, if you want to watch Cuphead, but you can't be here Thursday, maybe don't vote for Cuphead. You know, that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
It's pointless.
So that's what I'm saying. But he's probably going to play Cuphead.
Don't do it.
Fortnite. So there you go. Isn't now Ren's got another vote for Fortnite in there. I would prefer you play Fortnite, just because I think that would be horrible for you.
Yeah, no, I'd rather commit suicide.
Yeah, so, see, just because you think it's hard doesn't mean Colby will hate it. Like, are you kind of looking forward to trying Cuphead?
Yeah.
Like, but you're not, but what would you rather play, Cuphead or Fortnite?
I would rather never play Fortnite.
See? So, just because you think it's hard doesn't mean, like, if you're really trying to torture Colby, it doesn't always mean go for the hardest. Because that's what we're saying, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Also, thanks for watching.
Yes.
We generally would do Colby Plays Games after this show, but like I said, my son's here. He's got school in the morning. I don't want to make him go to stay up late.
We would do things now.
Like, he would be up like 2.5 hours past what he should be awake, and he's got to go out.
He should probably go to bed, right?
Stuff. I did Cuphead because I didn't find that. But Slayer, you're a Dark Souls Bloodborne guy, all right? You got skills that Colby will never possess.
Yeah, man.
Colby couldn't make it past the first road in Bloodborne.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that.
It was embarrassing.
It was not, because I don't...
He died 20 times to that big, fat broadsword guy.
I don't care.
Down there at the bottom. It was horrifically embarrassing. He's got his lightsaber out now. So, guys, we're going to be back Sunday, 2 p.m. Central Time, all right? And then next Thursday, we're going to do the winner of Colby Plays Games. We're going to do that. And we'll make it a double episode to make it up for you. He's going to play 4 hours of whatever game you pick. You didn't deny it.
I got... What?
Yeah, exactly. Just say okay.
No. Nope.
Do you know what I said?
I heard 4 hours. So no.
There were some people in the Discord that were saying that... you know, since we didn't do one this week, you should do 2 games next week. 2 hours of Cuphead and 2 hours of whatever the second place one is, Fortnite or something.
No.
It's too bad, honestly. Like, tonight would have been the best night to be able to play his game because he doesn't have to work tomorrow.
It really, really would have.
Yeah. But, hey, maybe we can do it Sunday, man. You want to do it Sunday?
No.
Are you, how's your coma work in, or weekend work with Sunday? You just gotta.
I'm not going to be here.
No, you're going to be here. I'll come to your house. No. We'll live stream off the phone. I'll just
Where
show up.
Where did Link go? He can't replace. Oh, he's back there.
He's back. I see his feet sticking up. But so it's just like
it ends with this.
So your coma weekend starts at the end of this show, and then ends with the start of the next one.
Yep.
So
it's mainly just Friday and Saturday night.
What about Saturday during the day?
It's all of Saturday during the day.
What about Friday during the day? Break
she
out work.
Works.
Okay. So why are you taking off work?
There was an Asking Alexandria concert tonight that I planned on getting really drunk at.
Okay. Are
and
you?
Then I didn't go.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
That's okay.
All right.
I wasn't really looking forward to it. I've seen them. Their new music sucks.
The fact that you were like, I'm going to get really drunk at it is probably what you were looking forward to.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still go home and do that, dude.
I probably will.
But yeah, nothing's going to stop you, dude.
Yeah,
Yeah, get on. What you do is get really drunk and just post to our Twitter. Just let people hang out.
Sounds good.
You can log out. By the way, you can log out of your phone and log into the Seth and Colby, and you can stream from your phone if you want. Seth and Colby channel. Just have a good time with the viewers. They probably like that.
Like on Twitch?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you can just hit the camera and it streams right from your phone, man.
It's not gonna happen.
Just beg for subs while you're drunk.
It's not gonna happen. Get on guys, please.
Get on Chatterbait.
For the love of God. We just want subs.
There's a 100% chance that Colby will just
help me.
He'll drink 16 Miller Lights tonight and just watch movies the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he's got to do. So. Yeah. Yeah. But, guys, we're gonna head out and probably should play the music. That's a good way to signify the ending of the show. You know? This is it, right? Is our music?
Yeah.
I thought it was. Stop the jazz. Like, this is like the same thing as Tribute, except it's jazz.
Yeah, this is exactly where he goes. Yeah. Like, it's metal, too. You can't stop the metal.
Right.
The metal will always win. Like, you can't stop the jazz either. Can't stop Jack Black from saying words they want to say you can't stop.
Jack Black likes jazz and metal, apparently. That's what he does. And making Goosebumps movies.
Yeah.
I don't really know. But anyways, guys, thanks so much for watching. We'll be back Sunday, 2 p.m. Central Time, for another fun-filled episode of the Seth and Colby Show. And then next Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time, followed by Colby Plays Games at 8 p.m. We did a little bit shorter than our two-hour show, but a little bit longer than a regular Thursday show. So we kind of met in the middle there.
It's a middle mix.
But we also didn't do an intro at all or talk about anything.
We're done with the intro.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys being here. Following the channel, if you don't follow us, if you listen on audio, we thank you. If you watch on the YouTube, stop by the Twitch, hit follow. We'd appreciate all those things. You can also sub to us on Twitch. Even if you don't watch us live, the sub does give us money. It does help. It's $5 a month. It's really great.
It would be really nice.
It really does help the show. You can also just click the donate button and just give us money. That also works, too. If you don't want a monthly commitment, we understand. You know, you can just give us money.
We don't
understand. You don't need to be live to do it. You
come
can
back
just stop by. The show is not free. I mean, it is. But it's not. It costs us money.
Yeah.
So your support is appreciated. It's not expected, but it is appreciated. So if you feel like you could give without a cup of coffee one day and you could give us money instead, we would appreciate that. So thank you. And guys, everybody watching us live, we appreciate it. We'll see you on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, man. Sunday.
Have a great one. Have a
Sunday.
Great weekend if we don't see you till then.
Sunday.
Bye.
Sunday.
Bye.
Sunday.